Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach said the COVID-19 virus has significant long-term health consequences for men, noting that it can cause infertility and impotence.
We really need to appeal to the men because without a doubt, there is no doubt at all that COVID affects fertility, meaning when men get COVID, it affects their capacity to produce sperm so that they cannot, you know, they increase the likelihood of becoming infertile, meaning that they would not be able to have babies. And it also increases the likelihood of them being impotent. And we know what impotence means, that, you know, you can't do your business.
Dr. Kisa-Beach also disclosed that the COVID-19 virus has significant long-term health consequences for women.
In women, we are seeing that the COVID infection leads to premature delivery for persons who are pregnant, leads to people having miscarriages, and the pregnant women are extremely susceptible to COVID infection in terms of having a serious infection and ending up with very bad disease. And we know those things for a fact. And we know that the COVID vaccine protects the mothers, protects their babies, and we encourage that. That is a plea.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, St. Lucia's extending COVID-19 protocols currently in place, beginning today and ending on Thursday, September 30th. The announcement was made by the country's Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs Minister, Moses Jean-Baptiste, on Tuesday. He disclosed that the decision to extend the existing protocols until the end of September came after discussions and dialogue with members of the COVID-19 Management Center. The health minister said the authorities are hoping that the amended protocols will include benefits for fully vaccinated individuals. In Barbados, with more than 80 people per day testing positive for COVID-19 for the month, the government has been forced to designate another school as an isolation center while making adjustments to the Harrison Point facility to cater to those in primary and secondary care. The country's Minister of Health and Wellness, Jeffrey Bostick, disclosed that the Christ Church Foundation School has been added to the list of schools becoming isolation centers. It joins four others which are also being used for this purpose. And on the international scene, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to announce that the United States will double its purchase of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines to send to other countries to 1.1 billion doses. The commitment will increase doses purchased by the U.S. for global distribution by 500 million through 2022. The disclosure was made by two senior Biden administration officials hours before Mr. Biden was set to host a virtual vaccine summit today on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. The White House said Biden will use the summit to press other countries to commit to a higher level of ambition in their vaccine-sharing plans. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.